Transforming businesses by transforming the lives of business owners. This is Transformed Infinitely. I'm your host, Jeff Walters. From startups to scale-ups, we're helping businesses grow across North America. Welcome back to Transformed Infinitely. I'm your host, Jeff Walters, and really excited today to bring a new guest that I've met just recently to the show, but a fascinating fellow, great energy. This gentleman has been in business a really long time, so I know he's got a wealth of experience to share with us. And this is he's a singer. He's a home inspector. He sits on, I believe, the Home Inspectors Association. Guy's just a wealth of knowledge about business and homes, and just really excited to have this gentleman. His name is James Buren on the show with us today. And James, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled to have you on. As I've got to know you over the last few months, I just love the energy you bring to our conversations. It's always a fun time and always an interesting conversation with your energy. So today, as I do with all the guests, basically what I want to do is give you a chance to sort of tell a little bit of your story. What's your backstory? Who you are? What the journey has been like for you over the course of your working career. I mean, the purpose of this podcast is to share wisdom and advice for business owners who may be aspiring to start a new business, maybe stuck on a plateau, that type of thing. And so just to really, really share wisdom, tips and tricks with people and just share the journey of others and the trials and tribulations and things they've overcome. So James, yeah, tell us a little bit about the backstory first. Where, you know, what's your story? Where'd you come from? You know, what's James all about and how did he sort of get to where he is today?
Well, we're all just a bunch of stories, aren't we, Jeff?
Aren't we?
What's the narrative? You know, after 61 years, it's a pretty long story. But if you want to, use the focus of business and how I became a home inspector and carried on as a home inspector for it's been 27 years now. Yeah. You know, I like serendipity. You know, your things that you're not looking for.
Right.
Home inspection came to me by chance. I didn't even know that home inspections existed. So initially when I was a youngster, you know, I excelled in school and I didn't have to do any homework and, you know, had assumptions of, you know, higher learning, law, you know, the Air Force, such like that. But I found a really interesting trade in lithographics, which was extremely challenging, a beautiful, clean environment. And I started working in that until it turned out it was a sunset industry. Fortunately, I'd gathered construction skills working for my father's company. You know, as soon as I was 16, I was in a construction van. I was on job sites doing demolition and construction and sort of jack of all trades and did that through high school, university. I went back to university later in life to become a development worker, to work overseas and help people create economic wealth. By the time I was finished my university degree, I was incapacitated because I had no desire to be, you know, an agent of the world capitalist system going overseas and exploiting low-cost labor that was kept under wraps by, a police force that was trained by the Canadian government to protect our investments, et cetera.
Wow. And I love that perspective that you gained, you know, training to do that and then realizing, oh, wait a minute, no, this isn't such a good idea.
Yeah, it was. Who am I to go to Nicaragua and tell them how to do things, right?
Right.
So, so I ended up approximately age of 30, graduating university, had a 4-year-old, and no desire to use my degree overseas. And again, here's the serendipity part. I was selling advertising in a magazine because I had the lithographics background.
Right. Okay. Sure. Sure.
I went. I ended up working at a rehab with kids, thought that might be a career choice. That didn't work out. And I ended up on an unemployment benefit. And while I was on that benefit, I found out about a job offering in Toronto at a company called Greensaver. Okay. Greensaver was a home energy and conservation company. They were a not-for-profit. They had a bunch of us with BAs going out into people's homes every single day. And talking to them about where to put their rainwater, how much insulation to put in their attics, change of their light bulbs to compact fluorescence, because that's before LEDs were a big deal. And I was in hundreds of houses, eventually thousands of homes. During the process, we had a fellow come in who said, hey, there's this home inspection industry that's starting up. And you guys would be all perfectly suited for this if you want to train to become home inspectors. So, you know, my childhood experience or teen experience, hands-on construction, ended up bringing me into the home energy and conservation realm as in a nonprofit sector. And that lasted for several years. That when that ended, again, another unemployment benefit, another job opportunity. Well, not so to speak, another government program. It was Section 25, I think it was called, where what you were able to do is collect your benefit, go to school at a business development program. I think it was a 16-week program that you had to take, and you could keep your benefit for the entire 52 weeks that you worked, or that you were in the program, and you were able to keep all of the money that you earned. So instead of, you know, every dollar I earn doing my business, I have to deduct from my benefit. No, you got to keep your entire benefit plus the money you earned.
Okay.
But you know, bottom line was when those 52 weeks were over, Jeff, you would not qualify for unemployment benefits again. You were a self-employed person.
Yeah, you were done because you're now self-employed. That's right.
Yeah,
I can sort track of rolled, where that was going. Yeah. So it's
They've rolled you off the top of the system. So
didn't they ever?
So, but I have to say it was a fantastic program. It was the SEAP, the Self-Employment Assistance Program. Okay. And it was an excellent program from Human Resources Development Canada. It helped me get my feet underneath me and launch a business that, you know, 27 years later, I have to say has been very fruitful, very productive, and it's filled my life with a lot of meaning and a lot of purpose. Because when I was in that program, the business development school in New York, and I set my mission statement, you know, I set a goal. It was a pretty high bar, you know, that I wanted to be inspecting homes so I could help people house themselves in safe, secure, and comfortable settings. So, you know, the belief that you need to have a home where you can recharge, where you feel safe, because then you can leave home and go out into the larger world, knowing that you have a safe place to be and, you know, to grow.